Title: Granular Parameter Automation on Atmospheres Intermediate. All right, let's build one of the most underrated weapons in drum and bass, a moving, evolving atmosphere that feels alive, creates tension, and glues the track together but stays out of the way of your kick, snare, and sub. The whole idea today is simple. Take a static pad or field recording, put it into Sampler's granular mode, and then use automation like it's the performance. Not just set and forget, but actual arrangement-driven motion, scanning through the sample, changing density, and dialing in stability in and out based on where you are in the phrase. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar atmospheric bed that morphs in the intro, gets darker and weirder into the breakdown, and then tightens up for the drop, so your drums stay sharp. Let's go. Tip 0. Pick the right source. I want you to think of your sample as grain food. Granular processing needs texture to chew on. The easiest wins are long recordings, 5 to 30 seconds, rain, traffic, room tone, forest ambience, vinyl noise, cassette hiss, or even a resampled pad chord. Here's a key teacher tip. Super clean sources, like a pure synth sine pad, often sound boring when granulated. You want mid-range detail, little imperfections, little movement in the recording. And if you do use something tonal like a Reese tail, be careful with the low end. We'll high-pass hard later, but don't start with a sample that's basically sub-bass. Now step 1. Load it into Sampler and switch to granular. Create a MIDI track, drop Sampler on it, and drag your sample into Sampler. Then switch Sampler into granular mode. Ableton's layout differs by version, but you're looking for the granular controls like grain size, position, and some form of random flux or spray. Set your voices somewhere around 8 to 16. More voices equals thicker, wider, but it can smear detail. Turn glide off for now. Also, don't use Sampler's filter yet. We'll do filtering in the device chain so we can automate it cleanly. Then play and hold a single MIDI note, like C3, for 8 or 16 bars. You can literally draw one long MIDI note clip. That sustained note is your atmosphere sustain. Step 2. Establish a clean baseline before you automate anything. This is important, because if you automate too early, you don't know what good even sounds like yet. Set grain size around 40 to 80 milliseconds as a starting point. Put position somewhere interesting in the sample. Avoid silence. Avoid the dullest part. If you have flux, random, or spray, keep it low to moderate. Too much, too early, and you'll get that blurry fog that sounds impressive alone but collapses in a mix. Now, producer discipline moment. Do this in context. Loop a basic DNB placeholder. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats rolling, and a simple sub pattern. Because atmospheres don't exist in a vacuum. They exist behind a snare and under a bass line. If it sounds great solo but your snare gets soft, it's not great. It's lying to you. Step 3. Build a DNB friendly chain. On your simpler track, add processing in a very intentional order. First, EQ 8. High pass it around 150 to 250 Hz, steep, like 24 dB per octave. In heavier DNB, don't be scared to go even higher. The atmosphere is not your low end, it's your space and movement. If it's fighting the sub, you lose every time. Also, if the atmosphere sounds boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. Next, auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 6 to 10 kHz, resonance around 10 to 20%. This gives you a controllable dark to bright macro you can automate for builds and drops. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, and match the output so it's not a volume trick. The goal is rust, harmonics, presence not loudness. Then reverb. Hybrid reverb if you have it, otherwise standard reverb. Think plate, hall or room convolution. Decay 2 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high pass the reverb input around 200 to 400 Hz. That pre-delay is a huge deal. It keeps the reverb from swallowing the initial detail of the texture. Then echo. Try a dotted eighth or a quarter note. Keep feedback moderate, like 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. We want space, not a bright distracting delay line. Finally, utility. Width around 120 to 160%, but don't go crazy. If your version has bass mono, turn it on and set it somewhere like 120 to 180 Hz. The vibe is wide missed, but the core should still exist in mono. Cool. Now the core of the lesson. Automation that feels musical. We're going to automate three main granular parameters, position, grain size, and random or spray or flux, whichever your simpler has. Position is your scene changes. Grain size is your density and energy. Random is your instability, your haunted movement, your it's alive factor. Let's start with position. Hit it to show automation lanes. Find the simpler parameter for sample position. Now draw a slow ramp over about 16 bars. Think like a film camera panning across a landscape. In the intro, it moves forward gradually. Then in the breakdown, maybe you hold a sweet spot for a few bars, so the listener locks into a mood. Then right before the drop, you do a quicker jump into a new region. Here's where you can get that jungle edit energy. Add 2 to 4 micro jumps right before a fill. Tiny steps, like little tape splices. It creates this cut-up feeling without adding any new sample. One of my favorite moves is a position jump on the last half bar before the drop. It's instant tension. Now grain size automation. This is the parameter that can make your drums feel huge or ruin them. Big grains are smooth and cloudy, but they smear transient energy. Small grains are tighter and more detailed, but can get fizzy if you overdo it. So here's a reliable D&B friendly map. In the intro, keep grain size around 60 to 90 milliseconds. Smooth. In the build, slowly reduce it toward 30 to 50 milliseconds. More energy, more motion. In the drop, keep it tighter, like 25 to 45 milliseconds, so it doesn't soften the snare. Draw a gentle downward curve into the drop. Not a straight ramp if you can help it. In fact, think in shapes. Slow at first, faster near the transition. That logish curve feels like rising urgency. Then, after 8 bars of the drop, you can slightly increase grain size again to open up the second phrase. That's a subtle way to create progression without adding new elements. Now random, flux or spray. This is your controlled instability. The rule, higher in breakdowns, lower in the drop. Because in the drop, your percussion already has motion. If the atmosphere is also flailing around randomly, it starts to blur the groove. So try something like, breakdown at 25 to 45%, drop at 5 to 15%, and don't just set it. Automate it with intention. You can even do momentary one-beat spikes right before fills, then slam it back down. Optional move, pitch automation. Only if your texture has tonal content. Pitching down 2 to 5 semitones during the breakdown can make it feel heavier and more ominous. Then return it closer to original at the drop, or keep it down if you want the whole track to stay dark. Keep pitch moves slow unless you want an obvious special effect. Now, step 5. Make automation groove with D&B phrasing. This is where intermediate producers level up. D&B lives on 8 and 16 bar logic, and your automation should respect that. Here's a structure you can copy. Bars 1 to 9. Intro. Slowly scan position. Mild grain size drift. Bars 9 to 13. Breakdown. More random. Lower filter cutoff. More space. Bars 13 to 17. Build. Reduce grain size. Tighten reverb. Bars 17 onward. Drop. Less random. Moderate motion. Clean low end. And don't forget the non-granular automation, because this is where arrangement energy really happens. Automate auto filter cutoff. Close down before the drop, like 3 to 5 kHz, then open at the drop, like 8 to 12 kHz. Automate reverb dry slash wet. Higher in the breakdown, lower in the drop. Automate echo feedback. A small rise into a fill, just for a bar, then back down. A quick coach note here, work in macro ranges, not full ranges. A common mistake is automating position across the entire sample. That's how you end up hitting silence, or a harsh moment, or a random ugly section. Instead, find a sweet spot, and keep position scanning within a smaller window around it. If you put your chain in an instrument rack and map position to a macro, set the macro min and max so it only moves through, say, 10 to 30% of the sample. That keeps it musical. Another coach note, layer automation speeds. You'll get depth when you have slow drift plus medium movement plus a fast gesture. For example, slow 16 bar position drift, medium 1 to 2 bar filter movement, and then a 1 beat spike in echo feedback right before a transition. That's a living atmosphere. Step 6. Movement without drawing everything. If you have max for live, use the LFO device. Map it to simpler position. Use a sign or random sample and hold shape, right around half a bar or 1 bar, and keep the amount tiny, like, really tiny, 1 to 5% of the range. Then automate the LFO amount or offset. More in breakdowns, less in the drop. If you don't have max for live, you can fake the same vibe by hand. Long ramps plus occasional steps. The key is to avoid making it look like a perfect math graph. Make it feel performed. Step 7. Mixed discipline. This is the difference between cool sound design and release-ready DNB. First, sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the atmosphere track. Enable sidechain from your kick and snare group. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. And aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You want it to breathe with the drums, not pump like EDM. Second, mono check. Set utility width to 0 temporarily. If your atmosphere almost vanishes, it means all the interesting stuff is only on the sides. Pull back the widening or reverb, or make sure there's some mid-range content that survives mono. The rule is, it can feel wide, but it must still exist in the middle. Now let's cover common mistakes quickly, so you can self-diagnose fast. If your low end feels thick when the atmosphere comes in, your high pass is too gentle. Go steeper and go higher. If your snare feels smeared in the drop, grain size is too large, or reverb wet is too high, tighten grains, reduce wet, add pre-delay. If your atmosphere feels like unfocused blurry fog, random or spray is too high for rhythmic sections, automate it up only in breakdowns. If your automation feels like it's ignoring the song, it's probably not landing on phrase boundaries. Make big changes on bar lines, then add little fills right before transitions. Let's add one spicy tension trick for darker DNB. In the last two bars before the drop, automate three things at once. Grain size down, filter cutoff down, reverb wet slightly up. It creates that vacuum effect. Then on the downbeat of the drop, snap the cutoff open and reduce the reverb wet. Vacuum to impact. Classic. Before we wrap, here's a quick 15-minute practice you can do right now. Pick a 10 to 20-second field recording, load it into Simpler Granular. Hold C3 for 16 bars. Automate position with a slow ramp and one jump at bar 15. Automate grain size from 80 milliseconds down to about 35 into the drop at bar 17. Automate random or spray. 35% in the breakdown down to 10% in the drop. Automate filter cutoff. Around 4 kHz pre-drop to about 10 kHz at the drop. Sidechain it to kick and snare for around 3 dB of ducking. Then bounce it and listen on headphones and speakers. If the snare feels softer, tighten grain size or reduce reverb wet in the drop. One last intermediate power move, print it. When your automation pass feels good, freeze and flatten, or resample to audio. This audio version is shortened for playback.